have a grown-up message on the fruit of the Spirit by Ian Standing in a few weeks' time, but the kids are going to kind of whet our appetite for some fruit this morning. The fruit of the Spirit, of course, it lists qualities of our character which the Spirit grows in us, like fruit growing on a tree. A few of us from the God Squad and the Children's Church are going to give you some brief descriptions of each fruit. And as they do, some of the younger ones among us are going to place the fruit on the tree where it grows there. So that'll be the first part of our ministry.
Love. We know God loves us because he sent Jesus to die for us. Because God loves us so much, we should love each other. Joy. Joy is being happy about what Jesus has done to give us eternal life. We can have joy about that, even when other things in life are not happy. Peace. Jesus has made peace between us and God. Sin made us God's enemies, but Jesus makes us God's friends. We have peace with We have peace with God, and the Spirit gives us peace with each other too.
Patience. Because God is patient, he keeps loving us when we do things wrong. We should also be patient with each other. Kindness. God is kind and he does good things for us, like sending Jesus. The Spirit makes us kind so we also do good things for each other. Goodness. God is good. His people need to be good, too. The Spirit is the one who makes us good. Faithfulness. God is faithful to us by keeping all his promises. Jesus fulfills God's promises. We are faithful to God by trusting him no matter what. Gentleness. Gentleness is when a strong person is careful not to hurt anyone, but uses his strength to care for others instead. God is the strongest and most gentle person. His Spirit makes us gentle too. Self-control. The Spirit gives us power over our own sin. When we want to be mean or unkind or unfair, we use self-control to do the right thing instead.
In our lives. Good work, kids. Very good.
The Children's Church would like to share with you one of our favorite songs. It helps us remember the fruit of the Spirit. It's called The Fruit of the Spirit of Christ.
Now, this is a song, so it's a little faster paced than we're used to in the adult church. Also, there are some actions that go along with this song. Helena, could I get you to stand here and show the adults the actions one at a time? So we're going to be watching you and making sure that you're participating. What's the action for love? So she's got a little heart shape with her hand. Very good. Grown-ups, you're good at this. What's joy? All right, so like you're excited and celebrating. What's peace? Oh, that's a good one. That brings back memories, does it? How about patience? So you've... Check. This looks impatient, but just go with it. Kindness. You're holding your hands up to give someone something. Goodness. It's all good. Faithfulness.
Hand over your heart. Faithfulness. Gentleness.
Like you're petting a little kitty. Self-control. Oh, what is she doing here? Grown-ups, do we have any idea? It's a video game. It's a video game controller, so self-control. Now, any of the young people that would like to help the adults, yeah, you're up here, buddy. We'll need you up here on the stage to help the adults. You know the song better than they do. Evie, you coming up? Come on, guys. Any of you that wants to come up? You need the spill? Okay. So we'll have the song off the CD, and these guys are going to lead you through it.
You know, God's own son can break the chain that makes you slave to sin and shame, and when you call on Jesus' name, you will receive his spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience and kindness. Love, joy, peace, goodness and faithfulness. Love, joy, peace, gentleness and self-control. This is the fruit of the Spirit of Christ. Fruit is good and it comes to the life that is filled with the power of the Spirit of Christ. A slave to sin and shame, and when you call on Jesus' name, you will receive his spirit. You know, God's own son can break the chain that makes you slave to sin and shame, and when you call on Jesus' name, you will receive his spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience and kindness. Love, joy, peace, goodness and faithfulness. Love, joy, peace, gentleness and self-control. This is the fruit.
Okay, guys, hop down. Let me get the mic for you. Come on.
Our second Bible reading is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 12. If you have a Bible with you, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
This is a reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 12. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, so you can declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which fight against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
Thank you, Seth. So, did you notice that in the explanations of the fruit of the Spirit that the kids gave us, that the Trinity was involved? You had the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Most of the fruit of the Spirit, it's all qualities that God himself possesses, God the Father. But they are qualities which he expresses most powerfully through his Son, Jesus Christ. And then they are qualities which we as God's people should have in our lives, reflecting his goodness. And that is accomplished by the Holy Spirit working in us and growing that fruit. So consider faithfulness, for example. God is faithful. He keeps his word. He keeps all his promises. And he does that, most importantly, in Jesus, his promise to save his people. And then Jesus makes us God's people, and the Holy Spirit makes us faithful like God. Maybe an even better example, of course, is love. God is love. It's inherent in his nature. And so his people have got to be a people of love. And how does he do that when everyone is his enemy? That's what we mean when we say that we're all sinners. We're all in rebellion against God. Well, God shows his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So God is the perfect example of love, and he shows it to us most powerfully at the cross, where Jesus died for our sin in order to change us from rebels against God into God's people. And then we need to be loving like God is. We need to reflect his character. And so Jesus, now ascended into heaven, has sent his Spirit. And one of the major things that the Spirit does for us is grow good character, gentleness and patience and love, so that we reflect well on God. So that was the first thing that I found interesting about the fruit of the Spirit, is how Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all are crucial for that. But the other important thing, and it comes out of the reading that Seth just gave us, and it's related to our vision. Peter said, live such good lives among pagans that they glorify God on the day he visits us. That's crucial to our mission of making disciples from the neighborhood around us, from the people that we know in our families and work and daily lives. The character that the Spirit forms in us as the people of God is a character that reflects well on Jesus. Live such good lives among them should be like a motto for us. Because everyone watching us, who knows that we're Christians, learns about God from the way that we live.